Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Mim Dalet. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings Omar Avchizdo Eizu Tamichochem Zeharoye Treifa Latzvoy. Who is a Tamichochem? Someone who could come and say Treifa on his own animal. Omar Avchizdo Eizu Soyne Matonis Eche. Who's someone who hates gifts? Zeharoye Treifa Latzvoy. He's willing to lose money. And then the Gemara brings Doshmar Zutra Mishmeida Avchizdo Komishikoyre Veshoyne. Someone learns, he learns Torah, he learns Mishnah, he writes Treifa La'atzvoy, v'shibish tamich hachomim, alav akos avoymer, yegi hakapecha ki toichel, ashrecha v'toivlach, and the word goes on, brings Rav Zvid, soichel v'noichel oylam hazen oylam habo. What is the Indian of you? What is the connection of all these memers? So the Ma'aralian Chidush HaGodus says the big yisoid. That we want to talk about here somebody who's completely shalim on his own. He is full. He has the full shlemus. Someone is a shalim, so it's good for him. It's toivloi. Toiv is to be shalim. And he goes on to say, what is he over here, the shalim? He has mikra, he has mishnah, he has talmud. So he has the full gamut of Torah. He's able to know all the Torah kulo. So that's the shlemus of the sechel. And the fact is, roi treifel atzoi, that's the shlemus of the nefesh. So he has the full shlemus. And someone who has the full shlemus comes to Zvid and says, gets oilam hazen oilam habo. Because may Adam Shleimim belong to this world and belong to the world to come. In the Siva Torah, Perek Dalet, the Maral adds more. What does it have to do with Soinim Matonas Yechi? Because someone who receives gifts from others, so he's dependent on somebody else. He's not Sholem Yifnei Atzvei. He's not full, because he needs something for somebody else. And he says, someone who's a Chai, someone who's really living, he's independent on his own. That's the Shleimus. The Shleimus is the independence. He has whatever he needs. He doesn't need anybody else. He doesn't have to rely on somebody else. Soine matonis means a person doesn't need the matonis of someone else. And this connects beautifully with the Ma'aral and Derech Chaim, Perek Ovis, Perek Al Mishtayud. That there he goes on to say, what is the idea of Ehoivet the Meloch of Esnas Arabonus? So he brings the Gemara in Brochas that says, Toiva Nehenem Yigia Kapoi Yoisem Yereshamayim. Someone who works and is enjoying his benefit of his labor is greater than Yirei Shamayim. Says the Mara, what does it mean? Because the tachlis of this world is to be independent. Independence means the first independence that a person should have is independence in Ruchnius. That he could come and learn Torah on his own, understand the Torah, and dash in the Torah, and know the Halacha on his own. He's Roye Treifel Atzmoy. That's independence. Then there's also independence, which is a physical independence. The person doesn't have to rely on others. That's Soine Matonis Yichi. So the Maral there, the Chaim says, that who reaches Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, the Shleimus of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? Somebody who's fully independent. So he says, when the Gemara there in Bracha says, it's going to equate, someone who's Yirei Shamayim, but he depends on others. Once someone depends on others, he doesn't have that same shleimus that someone who's independent on his own has. And in Mele, that's the idea of Toiva Ninem Yigia Kapa Yosef Yerushamayim. That's the idea of Ehoiva Samelocho Stas Arabonus. The person should be independent in both areas, both in Toiro and also in financially should be independent. The Maharal in the Siva Torah Perek Dal that we mentioned before ends with a Mustashmus. And he comes and says, Ashrei Chelka Shezoich El Madriga Marla Azois. And we have a people, many they're not Tamichachomim, they can rely on their own. And he says, people now think, what is Tamichachim? Someone who relies on others, speaking financially. That's not the definition of Tamichachim. The Yikra definition is that a person should be able to be independent on his own. And add to this what the Ben Yoyoda says over here in our Sugyo, and you may let everything comes together in a beautiful way. Because Ben Yoyoda says, if the idea of Soine Matonis Hiche, that's really how we define Tamichachim. Someone who's Sholem Michol Ainyonim? So if so, what shot do we see today that the Chachamim rely on others? Says the Ben Yoyodo, a person who realizes the only way for him to learn Torah is only by being supported by somebody else, so that he's doing that because that's the only way for him to be Koyin the Torah. But he, in his heart of hearts, he's Soinim Matonis. He doesn't want to get from others. He's not coming to indulge and benefit from others. So he's considered to be Soinim Matonis. The Soinim Matonis is the fact that he is not interested in others. He just has no choice. So he's still considered to be Soinim Matonis. What is the right to that? Says the Ben Yoyod, the right trait for Latzwe. When he has an animal that has a trait for, he has no problem to pass it. He's not running after money. He's not trying to grab whatever he can. He just takes the minimal amount in order to survive. So he's still considered to be Soinim Matonis. Mimele, that's the pshar in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yigia kipecha ki toicha l'shechav tevloch. Who is the shleimus in this world? Who's the one who gets olam hazeh olam haba? Someone who's fully independent. Independent in Torah that he has mikra and mishnah and gemara. And independent in the fact that he doesn't need others in order to survive. Not that he doesn't need, maybe technically. He may need to get support. But he's not something that's what he's running after. His nefesh is shalom b'fnei atzmoi. His shleimus is something that's independent on his own. He doesn't really need others. Mitzat atzmo, just b'leis breiro. That's what he needs to get together. Support, but he's not running after it. It's not that something he's relying on because that's his life to get from others. He's running a trade for the hot, so he's willing to give up every money in the world if that's the right thing. So he's independent. He's a shrecha v'toiv loch, a shrecha boilam hazeh, v'toiv loch loilam habo. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomach Shavashirim, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.